This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4049 for Thursday, the 8th of February, 2024. Today's show is entitled, What's in My Bag January 2024? It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I describe what I carry on a day-to-day basis.
Hello, everybody. It's me again, Swift110. Been at this a few years now. It's been a while since I've actually recorded on here. Thought I'd go ahead and start doing more. I guess I'll make up for lost time and go through my phones and see what I've recorded previously and go ahead and finally post them on here. I mean, they're not exactly time-sensitive information after all, so that'll be something to look forward to for sure. You'll be hearing a lot more from me in the future, so hopefully you like my voice. I'm sorry that my voice is a little trashed right now. It's just from being extremely happy and talking a lot at work, you know. And I was able to go skating last night, and that was very exciting as well. So, hey, it is what it is. I'll take a sip of this water, see if that helps. Who knows? Okay, so I feel pretty good. What am I going to talk about today? Let's do an installment of What's in My Bag. Well, what's normally in my bag these days are the following. 15-inch 2015 MacBook Pro, which means obviously I'm going to carry its power cable, adapter, power adapter with it. So boom, that's two items right there. I'm going to also carry my iPad 9. Again, that has a cable with an adapter at the end so that I can make sure to charge that up whenever necessary. Thankfully, it's rare. But I'm able to do that with my iPad. Okay, great. So iPad and charger. I also have a second cable that I got for pretty cheap that I really, really like. So I just carry that with me just in case I have another Apple device or somebody else needs to use it. I have that just in case there. What else do I have? Let's think about it. Okay, so I have a multi-power adapter that's in the shape of a cube that I got from Target. Thank you, Target. Not that they're sponsor of this particular recording, but just a shout out nonetheless, because they hooked me up with that thing. It comes in really handy when you need to have several plugs for different devices. You know, you ever been to a coffee shop and they just don't have that many areas to plug in your laptop, your phone, or whatnot, and it's nice to be able to add plugs and just make it more of a better experience for everybody involved. Okay, great. I also carry, actually what I'm gonna start carrying is at least two USB-C cables. Bit overkill, but eh. Right now I have a USB cable that's pretty nice. It's like a braided cloth USB-C cable, the USB-A on the other end. I plan on getting another 6-foot cable pretty soon. That'll be come in handy. And those come in handy now that I've started just using the short little cables, probably about a foot long. But it's all I really need for a USB-C cable to charge my phone at night. Just plug that into my MacBook Pro and just when I'm on the go, that's really convenient to use as well. And so, pretty much cables, ways to charge my iPad, as well as my MacBook Pro. And then, of course, I'll carry clothing, you know, usually shirts, underwear for, you know, at least two of each. And I tend to pack those, I fold those a certain way, and then put the laptop on them, and it helps cushion the laptop the bottom of the bag because there is no other cushioning available in that manner. So that comes in real handy as well. In fact, that reminds me, I wanted to go to a store in Union Market today. And because I don't have to be at work for a while, this is quite the day to get on over there and see what they got. They may have something I need that I could really use that'll help me in the day-to-day life. So we'll work that out for sure. What else do I normally have in my bag? My USB drives, my Ventoy stick, a couple other drives. I got my resume on it. So I try to have big enough drives so that if I need to download operating systems, swap them out or whatnot, I'm able to do so. Transfer files from computer to computer when I don't want to do it wirelessly. Because as much as I love KDE Connect, it can take a little time. And I could just transfer a boom and drop and be done using the Sneakernet. It's always a good thing to have options for sure. The bag I use is a simple $12 bag that I got from actually one of those discount stores that's at Union Market. I'm really grateful to have it. You know, hopefully, you know, it'll last at least long enough. The bag I really, really want is from Timbuktu. And when I go get that, that'll be something nice. I currently have a messenger bag from them that I got in like 2012. And boy, it's been through it. So what I'm hoping is that they'll come through with their lifetime guarantee warranty on the thing. And that Papa's able to get a brand new bag. That would be amazing. So there's a couple things I'm trying to work on in the future. Because I like, you know, you want to have a good bag that's sturdy, that's waterproof, that's actually going to last. Because the last thing you want to do, oh my goodness, and I've had this happen time and time again, is that one of the straps breaks. It throws you off balance. You know, you definitely don't want that. And so I'm trying to avoid having that issue happen at all. And so just kind of working on various upgrades. Now, regarding the what's in my bag right now, the laptop by itself is a little over 4 pounds, 4.5 pounds rather. Yeesh. And iPad by itself is 1 pound, and you factor in the charging cables and stuff, that's probably another 1 pound once you add all that together, and a little bit of clothing, and you know, that's quite a bit when you're carrying a, when you, you know, walk a lot and you're on the go a lot as much as I am. You just want to make it a lighter, more compact kind of scenario. And so I look forward to getting a 13-inch framework laptop. That'll be amazing because that's nearly 3 pounds, but that takes 1.5 pounds off of what I'm already carrying, and that would be absolutely superb, just having that darling machine. You know, it does mean a little smaller of a screen. I think it's a better screen than what I have in this MacBook Pro, and definitely I'll get a better battery life out of it, and having a new machine will be faster and better as well. I have to actually do a benchmark and compare the two because that one's using the U processor, you know, versus the HQ processor that's in this 2015 MacBook Pro. The way for me to get a much better CPU, of course, would be to get the Framework 16. And that one's kind of heavy, and it's also kind of expensive, and I could use it, but that would really be splurging. And so we'll see how things play out into the future. But yeah, this has been an episode, an installment rather, of What's in My Bag. I'll be adjusting things periodically so that I can function better, stay neat, and of course, have a lighter weight that I'm carrying around. Because 4.5 pounds can be a bit much. It's not horrible. I'm definitely not doing what I used to do where I would actually carry a T420 and an X201 along with an iPad at the same time and all the charging things that go along with that. So at least I've gotten better. See, at the time, I would go out and about, do what I need to do, travel by Airbnb, and it would be a situation where I just couldn't choose which laptop I wanted to carry. And so I would just say, hey, I'll carry both and go to the library and walk with it like that. And that was fantastic and all. But I'm a little bit older, I guess, a little wiser and just don't want to do that anymore. The only thing is, I really, really prefer using Linux machines. As nice as Apple is, some things I can just do without thinking about it. In Apple, I gotta go look it up and whatnot. And so, you know, getting back to a Linux daily kind of program would be amazing. Well, that's all I got to say for right now. This has been Swift 110. And I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Another installment of What's in My Bag. You guys take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.